The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
If you need another reason to doubt the authority of mainstream media. Now, I realize some of you say, well, Bob, you're part of the media. I mean, you got a radio talk show. You're on the radio. Yeah, I am on the radio, so I guess that makes me part of the media. But there is a difference. I constantly, and I mean I say constantly, say, folks, don't believe me. Well, I do. If you're a longtime listener, you know, I say that all the time. Don't believe me. Now, I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what I feel. I do my best to only pass on fact and truth. And if someone can point out that I was wrong, I reported something incorrect, I have no problem whatsoever in going on the air and apologizing and saying, folks, I got it wrong. I am sorry. Let me issue a correction. And I've done that several times through the years. Not too many. Because, again, I try very, very hard to get my facts straight, to check it out, and so forth. But I tell you all the time, don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. That's why Jeff, my engineer, is constantly posting the stories that I'm talking about on Facebook, on Twitter, so you can go and look at the source that I looked at and then make up your own mind. You can decide, okay, yeah, Bob was telling the truth, and I agree. Or you can say, Bob just, he got it wrong. Okay. But you'll have to make up your own mind. Anyway, if you are ever looking for another reason why you should not trust the news media, Lester Holt won a big award a few days ago. Big award at the 45th Edmund R. Murrow Symposium. And he was the top-rated, most trusted newscaster in America. And here's what he said in his acceptance speech. Now, get this. He's been given an award as one of the most trusted news reporters in America. And in his acceptance speech, he said, and I quote, "I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated." He's accepting an award. And he said, "I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in today. Things have changed. Don't have to give both sides." And again, here's the take home. "I think it's clear, it's become clear," this is a direct quote, "I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated." Yeah. He went on and he said that the sun sets in the west is a fact. Any contrary view does not deserve our time or attention. Decisions to not give unsupported arguments equal time are not a dereliction of journalistic responsibility or some kind of agenda. In fact, it's just the opposite. Providing an open platform for misinformation, for anyone to come say whatever they want, especially when issues of public health and safety are at stake, can be quite dangerous. Now, there is some truth to that. I mean, there is some truth to that. I would not allow someone on this program to just go on and on and on spouting something that was extremely questionable or that I believed was absolutely false. And in the 21 years that I've been doing this daily, there have been several occasions that a caller has called and I've just stopped them and said, whoops, stop. Well, no, can't let you go on. What you're saying is just not true. It is false. And I can't give you airtime. No. Bye. And I hang up. That's happened a few times. But here's the problem. Who determines what is true? Lester Holt says, if it's true, it's true. Again, he uses the illustration that the sun sets in the west is a fact. Well, not everything is that clear, Lester. And unfortunately, as I say repeatedly, I probably said it 10 times today, the left does not deal with truth and facts. The left deals with ideology, emotion, hysteria. They don't necessarily care about fact. And the mainstream media is totally under the control of the far liberal left. So you have the news media who really doesn't care about fact, and they are the arbiters. They are the determiners. Is that a word, determiners? Yeah. They determine what is fact, and they refuse to air anything that they disagree with, like on climate change. Well, that is settled science. Yeah, which changes about every 2 months. And just, may I remind you, almost all of the dire predictions in the last 20 years, almost all of the dire predictions about climate change and so forth have not come to pass. Almost all. And yet, it was settled science. Well, not everybody agrees with Lester Holt. Cornell Law School professor and media critic William A. Jacobson, he has a problem with that. He says this, and I quote, again, this is a professor and media critic from Cornell Law School. Quote, in a better world in which the mainstream major media had a history of fairness and nonpartisanship, Holt's point that journalism inherently involves filtering information might make sense. This is not such a better world. This is a world in which the mainstream major media wears its partisanship on its sleeve, manipulating the news cycle to the advantage of the Democrats. In the real world, Holt's advice simply justifies media political bias. That is from William A. Jacobson, Cornell Law School professor and media critic. So here we have Lester Holt being anointed as the most trusted, respected news reporter in America. And in his acceptance speech says, and again I quote, I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated. And then he goes on and says, we, the news media, determines what's true. We determine what the facts are. And he doesn't say this explicitly, but he says it implicitly. We will allow people on our air and in our news reports if they agree with us. If not, I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated. what a glaring example of the pathetic condition of America's news media. That's why you just can't trust them, folks. You just can't. Sadly, tragically, you just can't trust the American news media. Does that mean they always lie and they always distort? No, 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 not at all. But you've got to check out everything you hear. All right, we're going to take the final break of the hour, and we'll be back and wrap things up. By the way, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Maybe you disagree. Let's talk. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Have you noticed the almost complete silence about the guy who ran into the Washington, D.C. police? Severely wounded one, killed the other one, and then he was shot and killed by police. Have you noticed that nobody's talking about it? Did you notice almost complete silence over the weekend? Anything about him? Have you noticed that? And it was a big deal. This was an attempt to breach the Capitol, a Capitol Police. Now, there was quite a bit of coverage about the police officer, his funeral procession, or the procession from the morgue to the police station, and the mourning, his family. There's been quite a bit of coverage of the police officer, and that is good. There should be a lot of coverage on that. But have you noticed the almost total silence about the perpetrator? Have you asked yourself why? Well, two things. Islam and his race. He was black. The police officer that was killed was white. And he was a member of the Nation of Islam. Now, Farrakhan's group is not the same as most Muslims, but There are similarities. And the silence is almost deafening. I've said this before, and I hate to say it, but in America today, the importance of your life is dependent almost completely on... I'm talking about if a person is killed. If a person is killed, the value of your life is almost completely dependent upon who killed you and their race. We have gotten to the place where race has become so divisive and so important that the value of your life is dependent upon the race of the person who kills you. And that is a sad, sad, sad fact. Nation of Islam, the guy, Noah Green was his name. He thought that Farrakhan was Jesus. And by the way, there's hardly anybody more anti-Semitic than Louis Farrakhan, but news media doesn't deal with that. Two stories. Well, actually, three stories that I'll try to get to just really quick. Tragic story out of Chicago. Chicago police have uncovered The fact that gangs in Chicago are ordering their members, the members of their gangs, to shoot as many police officers as they can. Gang members are being ordered to shoot as many police officers as they can. Now, let me connect the dots. Maxine Waters, member of Congress, Maxine Waters, Democrat from California, said last weekend that she believes, and I'm quoting, police believe their job is to keep black people in their place. Can I repeat that? Maxine Waters, quote, police believe their job is to keep black people in their place. Now, if you were a young black person in the ghetto and you heard a person with that kind of authority, power, and stature tell you that the only reason police exist is to put you in your place, and then someone says, why don't you just shoot the police? Will anybody hold Maxine Waters responsible? Of course not. But I personally believe if a police officer is shot, either wounded or killed, after the inflammatory statements that Maxine Waters has made, and that's not the first time, she should be held complicit. She and others like her on the far liberal left are doing their best to divide us, not unite us. By the way, the next story that I had and never got to was the historic number of Portland police that are leaving the force. Why? They feel that they're disrespected, they're not supported by city leadership, and they're leaving in record numbers from the Portland Police Department. And the result? An explosion of crime in Portland. Shouldn't be surprising at all. Folks, hey, thanks you so much for joining me. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.